All things are possible, number 9. Glory, hallelujah. Our foundational text, Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And then Mark chapter 10, verse 27. With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. So in both places it says all things are possible, but there's two qualifiers. With God, because he's the source, the provider, of course. So you can't leave him out. And then if you can believe, or to him who believes. And then the other foundational text that we've been using, Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God nothing will be impossible. Amen. And then Mark chapter 11, verse 23 is where we've really been camping out on. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Now, we've been, because it's at the very center of having faith that works is this statement of Jesus, and does not doubt in the heart. A lot of times we'll, and I do, I spend a lot of time teaching on what it means to believe God and how to hook your faith in, and that's important. But you need to understand what Jesus meant by this phrase, does not doubt in his heart. It means that you have no hesitation in your heart. It means that you've determined some things, that you've established some things in your heart, that you've fixed some things conclusively and authoritatively. That's what the word determined means. You remember, we looked at the Greek word diakrino, which is translated doubt here, that, by the way, it's also translated over there in Romans 4:20 as waver or staggering, as other translations have it, because that's what doubt is. Doubt hasn't discriminated, hasn't made a distinction, hasn't clearly decided, hasn't determined, hasn't decided the dispute on the inside, and is hesitating and is at variance. And we've looked at some of these words, and now we're looking at this word determine, because this is something that people don't do. They haven't determined, or they haven't fixed conclusively or authoritatively something in their spirit. They haven't decided by a judicial sentence. In other words, they haven't passed judgment on the thing and haven't said, bless God, I judge to do what the word says. I've decided to do what he says. And that's the next definition of the word determine, is to settle or decide by choice of alternatives or possibilities. And I told you yesterday, I gave you that scripture from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30. And let's read it again, just because this is the basis of how not to doubt in the heart, is to make the choice based on God and his word. And Deuteronomy chapter 30, and most of you are familiar with this verse, but now that we're looking at it in this way, it should bring some more light to you, where God said, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death. Now that's the choice. That's what you have to settle by choice. These are the two alternatives. There's no other. Now get that straight in your thinking. There's no middle ground here. You're either going to choose life or death. And I'm going to tell you something. If you haven't chosen life, then by default, you've chosen death. Now, if you study the word, you find out that this is so. And it says it right here. Listen what it says. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now watch what God says. Therefore, choose life. You have to choose life. You have to choose blessing. You have to choose to believe his promises. You have to determine it, fix it on the inside. Now, sometimes you, especially if you have tradition in you or you just don't know, you're going to have to spend some time in the Word and study the Word until you decide based on God's Word so that you can believe and you can trust Him and you can act on His Word. This is essential. Amen. Yeah, and God says, choose life. Now, what is it? Why does He want you to choose life? That both you and your seed or your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, and so on and so forth. Now, notice this. He wants you to choose life because by choosing life or by choosing blessing, then certain things are going to happen. He said you're going to obey God. You're going to love the Lord your God. It's going to affect your descendants, not just you. It's going to cause you to understand how to cling to Him or how to, you know, hold on and hang and that word cling is a word that just means that that you've drawn close to Him and you've laid hold of Him, for He is your life and the length of your days. So now I go back to this. You got to choose it. You got to resolve it. You have to fix it. And another, like I said, you can't doubt in your heart. And one of the definitions of the word doubt is to determine. And we've been looking at this. Another definition of the word determined is resolve. See, to not doubt in your heart means that you've resolved some things in your spirit. Here's some more of the definition of the word determine. To fix, now listen to this, to fix the form, position, or character of beforehand. In other words, not to doubt in your heart means that you have settled some things in your spirit before you ever pray, beforehand. Before you speak to the mountain and command it to be moved. Or you're not believing. You have to settle it in your spirit. Now listen what else it means. You have to find out or come to a decision about by investigation, by reasoning or calculation. Now you're going to do that based on the Word. Now, this is why the scripture tells us that we should meditate in God's word day and night. That's how you resolve the differences. That's how you come to a strong, steady, firm decision that you believe God, that you believe His word. Now, listen what it says in the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 7. Only be strong and be courageous. Actually, if you go back to verse 6, it says the same thing. Be strong and be of good courage. You want to know why people aren't being strong and they're not being of good courage? Why they aren't choosing to believe God? And why, by default, they're choosing the wrong thing? Well, it'll tell you right here. Verse 7, only be strong and be very courageous, that you may observe to do all according to the law of Moses, my servant commanded you, do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Now look at this verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you'll meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, be of good courage, do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Well, thank God, according to the book of Hebrews, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you. But do you see what he's saying here? This is the way that you become strong and you become of good courage. You become courageous to take a stand on the word. is by spending the time with the Word, for the Word to come alive in you, for the Word to settle all the disputes and all the questions. That's how you become strong and of good courage, and you're not afraid nor dismayed, because you know God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, listen to this. Glory to God. The word that's translated doubt means, as we've been looking at, to determine. And this word determine means to come to a decision, to judge, to rule on, to settle. Oh, my, look at this word. To umpire. Wow. To umpire. You know what an umpire does, don't you? You've been to maybe a football game or a baseball game or some other kind of game where they had an umpire, or they had somebody that would decide if it was a good play or not. Well, you have to come to a decision, just like an umpire has to come to a decision, and you have to fix it, and you have to determine it so that you don't have any doubt in your heart, and you have to do it based on God's word. You have to judge, to rule on, to settle, and to umpire. Now, there's a lot that can be said here, because Jesus said you're not to doubt in your heart. And we said that your heart is your spirit. And Philippians chapter 4, and I'm going to give you some scripture here from the Amplified Bible. Now listen, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, talking about the peace of God. And if you don't know this, you may not have heard me teach on it before, but the word peace is the Greek word irene, and the Greek dictionary will tell you that it is based on the Hebrew word shalom. And shalom is a powerful word, and it's an interesting word, because shalom means more than just peace and quiet, or, you know, no more war. Yes, that's included in there. But the word shalom is a powerful word that means completeness and wholeness, safety and soundness in body. Amen. Look it up. It's in Strong's Concordance, the number 7965, 7965. And you'll find it also in Brown Driver Briggs' Hebrew English lexicon of Old Testament words, the one that's coded the Strong's, and look up the word 7965, and it's the Hebrew word shalom, and find out what it means. And like I said, it means well-being, completeness, wholeness, safety, soundness in body. It means welfare, which is not the same as the government social program. It means that you're faring well. Everything is good. It means health. Look it up. It means prosperity. It means also peace and quiet and tranquility, like, you know, in the sense of no more war and no more fighting and all of that. And of course, when you receive Jesus, that's one of the things that happened to me when I made him the Lord of my life, is that the war stopped on the inside. Glory to God. It also means to have a covenant relationship with God. And I'm talking about this word peace. Well, Philippians 4:7 says that this peace, or shalom, will guard, and literally the Amplified says, will mount guard or garrison the heart. But now I wanted to read to you Colossians 3:15 from the Amplified Bible, that says that the shalom, or the peace of Christ, will rule, listen to this, act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state. Now, what did I tell you that doubt means? It means determine. And one of the words means that you haven't come to a decision. You haven't allowed the shalom of God to be an umpire in your spirit or in your heart and settle with finality all questions. Now, over there in the book of Colossians chapter 1, it says that we have shalom or peace through the blood of his cross. His blood was taken into heaven. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 says that he settled our redemption forever with his blood in heaven. Hallelujah. Well, and we have peace because of that. We have shalom. Glory. We have completeness. We have wholeness. We have safety. Well, you have to allow this to become the umpire in your spirit and decide and settle with finality all the questions in your heart, in your mind, and say, bless God, Jesus paid the price for me so that I would be healed. Bless God, I'm not going to be sick. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be infirm. I will not have doubt in my heart about this. I settle all questions. What are you doing? You're allowing shalom, the shalom of Christ, of the Anointed One, to rule in your spirit. You're deciding what he did through his awesome sacrifice to act as an umpire continually in your spirit. You're deciding that what Jesus did is greater than what the devil does out there. And bless God, you've decided and settled with finality all the questions, and you've decided to believe God and his word. Amen. Now that kind of faith will bring results. I'm telling you, it'll bring powerful results. Amen. Now, we're coming back on our next teaching to look at this last word, variance. Because when you don't doubt in your heart, now I'm going to go back and say it, you have to remove all the hesitation, remove all the variance from yourself. Now, that's a part of what it means not to doubt in the heart, but believe. And that's what we've been doing. We've been removing doubt, because doubt is mixed up. It's undistinct. It's indiscriminate. It's without preference. It has no determination and no decision to settle the questions once and for all. And it is hesitating. And we can't be that way. We will not be that way. We're taking out the trash. We're removing all doubt in Jesus' name. Glory. We'll come back with some more teaching tomorrow. Amen.